Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's already Thursday, the ninth day of March, 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be here live for the next 3 hours. Dr. John Breeding's never been in studio with me. He's been on as a guest via telephone many times, but he's another Austinite like myself, and he'll be joining us to talk about a lot of new big developments concerning the, 15-plus percent of the children on amphetamine-type drugs, the stimulants, and another large portion on the serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, the Prozac classes. And there's a big film with a five-time Emmy Award-winning documentary filmmaker. I mean, they'll let the most small, petty, nothing film show at South by Southwest. It's really a joke here in Austin, just a way to bilk artists out of their money, run by the Jabba the Hutt creature, Lewis Black, who owns the Chronicle. But they won't even allow this film to be shown at South by Southwest. No, we don't want that. It's political. No, we don't want that shown here, but it will be shown in Austin, and Dr. Breeding's involved with it. Tomorrow we have a lady, Confessions of an RX Dealer, and then, of course, the award-winning director joining us both in studio. They're going to be here in town next week showing the film. Heard them on Jack Blood yesterday and just had to get them in studio since they're going to be here in town. That is coming up. So Dr. Breeding, in the second hour, in the third hour, Bush impeachment, David Swanson and Dan DeWalt, and they are all over the country moving to get different states to go forward with the impeachment of George W. Bush, the Kennebunkport, Maine phony Texan. So we'll spend a little bit of time with them in the third hour as well coming up. In the meantime, there is a lot of just amazing news to cover. China to issue 1.3 billion RFID identification cards. Now, the United States is now issuing 300 million of these to the Real ID Act. So exactly the same things happening in China are happening here, are happening in England, are happening in Germany, are happening everywhere. It is the global control grid. Also, Iran war about ethnic cleansing, not oil bores. That's Paul Watson's headline, and I would agree with him that predominantly it's about global hegemony, not so much about the oil bores. But that's hand in glove with having total domination, so no one can have their own trading systems for petrodollars or energy or corn, gold, any basic commodity. So we'll get into that. The war drums for war with Iran are really intensifying right now, and they've got some of the new lies for old, and some of the old lies are being retreaded yet again. Big neocon lie concerning deadly EMP weapon. We've talked about this in the past. Now Paul Watson has put another article out on that subject. Arizona governor orders troops to the border. Is it just cosmetic, or is she really trying to do something? And we'll also, of course, be taking your calls. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And first-time callers are always welcome. Long-time callers are welcome as well. We don't screen the calls. We just ask your first name and what state you are calling from. Now, the websites, of course, are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com. We've now updated and redesigned that site, being updated daily. Be sure and check it out. PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And incidentally, we have a new super special on the yearly subscriptions for PrisonPlanet.tv, where you get all of our materials, the audio interviews, all my films, a bunch of other films, my book, Paul Watson's book, weekly TV show, in-studio interviews, video interviews. 5+ months, almost half a year free in the month of March, the spring special, when you sign up. Sign up before this deal's gone. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know you could be punishing your diesel engine if you don't use a diesel fuel conditioner in the winter? Winter conditions don't just call for an anti-gel, but a host of additives, as diesels have trouble in the winter, especially when idling. SFR Diesel, with its multifunctional additive package, prevents soot buildup, maximizes performance, and improves mileage. If you want to run longer, run stronger, use SFR Diesel diesel fuel conditioner. Call 888-USE-SFR-1 for a store near you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're seeing a scientifically executed repeat of the exact same propaganda used 3 years ago on the eve of the invasion of the peaceful, innocent country of Iraq. All the same demonization, all the same propaganda. And now we see them going after Iran. We'll be covering that today. We'll also get into some of the things that are happening with our economy and this worldwide control grid that is going into place, and we'll also cover the forced drugging and brainwashing of the American people with several guests, and we'll also get into what's happening with moves to impeach President Bush at the state level to get that ball rolling, and there's also state legislatures that are now moving to pass laws to not allow the federalization of the state driver's license for the national ID card. Oh, they can pass federal laws saying we get national ID cards. They can pass federal laws saying for psychological testing and drugging of the American people. But let's see them try to implement it at the state level. If we simply get involved, they don't have a snowball chance in Hades. But before I do that, I want to read this article written a few days ago by Chuck Baldwin, because the anniversary of the Alamo siege has come and passed, come and gone. And it's just as important as Lexington or Concord or what happened at Bunker Hill or at Trenton, New Jersey. And so I want to just spend a few minutes and read this article before I get into all the world news and cover what's happening here domestically as well. This is by Chuck Baldwin. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Alamo heroes appear foolish today. It is that time of year for me to remind my readers about the magnificent stand by the defenders of the Alamo back in 1836. The Alamo fell on March 6th of that year. For more than 13 days, 186 brave and determined patriots withstood Santa Anna's seasoned army of 5,000 troops. To a man, the defenders of that mission fort knew that they would never leave those ramparts alive. They had several opportunities to leave and live, yet they chose to fight and die. How foolish they must look to this generation of spoiled Americans. It is difficult to recall the stout-hearted men such as Davy Crockett, a nationally known frontiersman and former congressman, Will Travis, only 23 years old, with a little boy, a little baby boy at home, and Jim Bowie, a wealthy landowner with properties on both sides of the Rio Grande, really existed. These were real men with real dreams and real desires. Real blood flowed through their veins. They loved their families and enjoyed life as much as any of us. There was something different about them, however. They possessed a commitment to liberty that transcended personal safety and comfort. Liberty is an easy word to say, but it is a hard word to live up to. Freedom has little to do with financial gain or personal pleasure. Accompanying freedom is her constant and unattractive companion, responsibility. Neither is she an only child. Patriotism and morality are her sisters. They are inseparable. Destroy one, and all will die. Early in the siege, Travis wrote these words to the people of Texas. Fellow citizens and compatriots, I am besieged by thousands of Mexicans under Santa Anna. The enemy has determined a surrender at discretion, otherwise the garrison are to be put to the sword. I have answered the demand with a cannon shot, and our flag still waves proudly from the walls. I shall never surrender or retreat, victory or death. P.S. The Lord is on our side. As you read these words, remember that Travis and the others did not have the ACLU, PETA, and People for the Un-American Way and the National Education Association telling them how intolerant and narrow-minded their notions of honor and patriotism were. A hostile media did not constantly castigate them as a bunch of wild-eyed extremists. As school children, they were not taught that their forefathers were nothing more than racist jerks. The brave men at the Alamo labored under the belief that America and Texas really was the land of the free and the home of the brave. They believed God was on their side and that the freedom of future generations depended on their courage and resolve. They further believed that posterity would remember their sacrifice as an act of love and devotion. It all looks pale now. By today's standards, the gallant men of the Alamo appear rather foolish. After all, they had no chance of winning. None. However, the call for a pragmatism and practicality was never sounded. Instead, they answered the clarion call, victory or death. And in closing, please try to remember the heroes of the Alamo as you listen to your gutless political and religious leaders calling for compromise and tolerance. Try to recall the time in this country when ordinary men and women had the courage of their convictions and were willing to sacrifice their lives for freedom and independence. One thing is certain, those courageous champions did not die for a political party or for some lesser of two evils mantra. They fought and died for principle. So did the men at Lexington and Concord. This is our heritage, our birthright, my friends, and on second thought, don't they look foolish, or do we look foolish? And I flummoxed that there at the end. On second thought, do they look foolish or do we? Not a newsreader, folks, like Peter Jennings. Now, I just want to set the stage with that and understand that when you have an attitude that you're willing to fight and die, you're not going to be pushed around or shoved around. You get left alone, you have liberty, and then you're able to produce plenty, and then you become happy, and then your children become decadent, their children become even more decadent, their children become cross and corrupt and evil, and then you get tyranny, and then you go right through the cycle again if you're lucky. Normally, the cycle isn't broken, and you just live in abject slavery and tyranny, and countries fail, they're not productive or powerful or well-known. The real empires of the world were forged through a zenith, through a genesis, through a beginning of liberty, at least more liberty than their neighbors. It didn't matter what color they were or what culture they were. Where there is liberty, there is freedom, there is happiness, there is productivity. Where there is a centralized controlling elite, you have civilizations going into rapid decline and then complete destruction and complete breakdown. But the elite are threatened by individuals. They are threatened by independence. They are threatened by happiness. They are threatened by the family. And that's why they're openly trying to dismantle it right now. And the Republican and Democratic parties are controlled by the very same social architects, the big think tanks that are doing this for their banker masters. So it's time to throw off the left-right paradigm, to realize we're all in this together as humans, and to realize that any centralization of government, whether it's under some left hood or some right hood, that is whatever hat you put on it, it is still the same creature, and centralization allows corrupt elites to dominate and control. The answer is decentralization. We must bind the lesser areas of human nature. We must restrict the dark impulses. And to deny them is to invite certain ruin. All right, let me just get into some other important news now. This is by Paul Watson. Iran's deadly EMP weapon, latest neocon war fraud. They've been pushing this for a while, but they're really pushing it right now, hitting a crescendo. Apocalyptic twaddle mirrors Saddam's imaginary biodrones. From the same snake oil salesman that brought you 45-minute attack claims, dodgy dossiers, and weapons bunkers that were bakeries, comes the shocking new threat that could knock America back into the Stone Age. That's her quote. Iran's deadly EMP weapons. Now, our government just detonated hundreds in the atmosphere, and it didn't do that. It doesn't do that. It's hype. Fox, CBN News, WorldNet Daily, and others are running from the hills in a Y2K style in their madcap efforts to warn the American people that we must strike Iran before they unleash the apocalyptic fury of EMP. CBN reports, one national security expert calls it the mega threat you haven't heard of, but America's enemies know all too well about the destructive potential of an electromagnetic pulse attack. And it goes, in the hit film, Ocean's 11, thieves use it to shut down the city of Las Vegas. In last summer's War of the Worlds, the alien invaders used it to cripple the Earth's infrastructure. So just like Bush gives the speech talking about the Liberty Tower that doesn't exist, it's called Library Tower, and then they cut to video of aliens blowing up the building from Independence Day back in the mid-90s, well, CBS cut to Ocean's 11 and to War of the Worlds, and so they mixed in George Clooney and space aliens and what's that other individual's name, having one of those mental blocks here that was in War of the Worlds? Tom Cruise. I mean, literally, this is what they cut to. They may have EMP nukes to get us. And then they cut to space aliens blowing up cities. This is pure psyop. This is pure War of the Worlds, literal War of the Worlds, conditioning to try to create a panic. I mean, just like Orson Welles could go on the air and read H.G. Wells's War of the Worlds, and even have a disclaimer saying it wasn't real. There was total panic, people dying in car wrecks, running, screaming, fires all over the East Coast. The aliens! Well, now they just show aliens attacking and say Iran's going to get you while they're playing video of aliens blowing stuff up. I mean, their scientific psychological warfare technicians must think they've really dumbed the general public down to now constantly have space aliens attacking, mixing it in with Iran. I mean, that's the level of mindlessness we've reached here. And I hear the public, they're going to get us. Iran, I'm just worried about them, Alex. I know our government's corrupt, but Iran's going to get us. They got They got EMP bombs!
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com. Or call 503-313-9210. That's 503-313-9210.
We don't need no education. All right, Alex Jones here, back live. We don't need any thought control. No dark sarcasms in the classroom. Hey, teacher. Hey, brainwasher. Leave the general population alone. So what are the teachers doing? What are the brainwashers doing? What are the social engineers doing? All over television, they say, terrorists are going to attack you. They've got these weapons, and then they cut to space aliens blowing up U.S. cities, flying saucers. And that is War of the Worlds. We know that was a psychological warfare test, Tavistock Institute, with Orson Welles carrying it out for H.G. Wells. I even got an interview they did on KTSA years after they staged their operation, years later, giving an interview here in San Antonio, just south of me where I sit in Austin. and psychological warfare operation, government involved, to test it out. And they said aliens are attacking, they're killing us, and the people panicked and freaked out. They know it's these base fears. It'd be just like if they showed a clip from Jaws eating you, eating someone, and then cut to Iran's leader and said he wants to eat you this way too. You just laugh, but it would still create that psychological emotion of fear. In fact, it's like the more classical subliminals of flashing violent images or scary images of predators trying to affect our lower brain centers. I mean, they do that. There's lots of that. Or in that gray or red or blue background you see on the news, it's been admitted that they add subliminal text and things that your subconscious mind picks up so that you then have an emotional response but are not conscious of it. This is all admitted. This is taught at major universities. This is not hidden. This is going on. And so now they've just moved into aliens blowing up cities in War of the Worlds clips and then cutting back to Iran saying they might have EMP, they might use it on us. Well, number one, the Army out in Arizona and Nevada and other areas detonated, I forget exactly how many, but in some nights it was like 20, 30. It was a great Discovery Channel piece I saw years ago about it, where it would show them at different areas of the atmosphere firing high-powered hydrogen missiles, missiles carrying hydrogen warheads, hydrogen bombs, much more powerful than A-bombs, up into different layers of the atmosphere. And, yeah, a few radios would blow up in Guatemala or in Dallas, Texas. There'd be a few satellite glitches. It's nothing. EMP is made up, folks. EMP is a joke. Now, do the globalists have super bombs they could detonate, perhaps, with computer models? Do they know the exact place to detonate one that could really cause major problems? I'm sure they do. When a nuke goes off in an airburst over, let's say, over the city of Austin, let's say a big hydrogen warhead goes off at, say, 5,000 feet over Austin, because you don't want it to crater. You want to have that big blast wave flash of heat and radiation to destroy the entire city, which it would do. A good-sized weapon would do that, then it would also EMP surrounding towns. It would EMP, but only for 100 miles or so. See, it doesn't work like that, but I've got CBS News, all of them. We will be in the Stone Age. Everything will be destroyed. Every component will be destroyed. They probably got it. Let's cut to what it would look like. And they cut to tripod aliens, giant alien attack craft, blowing up New York. And that whole movie is scenes of cutting, it'll show a shot of an Arab in New York, his face, and then it'll cut to dust all over everyone and people's pictures hanging up on walls. And then Spielberg admitted it was to bring up images of 9/11. You see, it's just like, this is such incredible psychological warfare. It is so obvious. Bush gives a speech, and within 4 minutes, Fox News has images of the tower that he mentioned being blown up by aliens. And then now this latest bit of propaganda. By the way, Bush called it the Liberty Tower. It's never been called the Liberty Tower. It's not named the Liberty Tower. No one's called it. But I guarantee you, Rove just said, listen, liberty has a better effect in people's brains. You've heard his speeches. Well, he'll say liberty 35 times, tyranny 20-something times. Liberty versus tyranny over and over again. They liked it. Liberty's being attacked. It's symbolic. It's subconscious. It doesn't matter if it's not named that. They're so dumb. Our people at Fox are ready with the images. You just call it Liberty Tower. Doesn't matter if it's called Library Tower. The news then began calling it Liberty Tower. Okay, the emperor renames the building. They didn't even question it. This building is Liberty Tower. How did they, within 4 minutes at Fox, know when he's using a wrong name, not showing pictures of it? Did they know to go find the real name, go pull the real video, and then play it? See, they were all waiting. But this latest one is even more obvious. They have space aliens blowing up our cities with EMP bombs, cutting back to Iran. And at an emotional level, with Mama sitting there cooking dinner, or Daddy doing whatever he's doing, carrying out the trash, and the TV's on the background. Huh? They got it. Iran's got EMP. You turn to the TV screen, and there's aliens blowing up cities, and we all have this subconscious fear of the outsider attacking us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Got a report right here. They still do some good. And I have linked through to the proposed rule changes in California and confirmed that it is accurate. It's on WorldNet Daily. Mom, dad to be axed from school textbooks. And there's a move to not allow the name mother or father, mom, dad, in textbooks. They're saying it's hateful and very abusive, makes people feel bad. You see, it isn't just that people, quote, want equity. They want to destroy the existing forms. They want to force us to live the way they do. That's the big rub. That's the problem. It isn't just, oh, we're here to live in peace. We want to just be nice to us, not with the radicals that are in control. And there's a lot of liberals out there who need to realize this and understand this isn't your values and go against it. You know, your party has been hijacked, just like the Republicans have been hijacked by a bunch of neocon criminals. I mean, it's the same thing. And it will also make the children have unisex toilets, which are very destructive, very bad. I mean, I have run in trendy restaurants, and I've even been having my hair cut at one of these fancy salons before because my regular place was busy, you know, the little corner place I go to, where an old man cuts your hair in 5 minutes for $5. And, you know, you try to go to the bathroom and it's unisex and you're in there and there's women in the bathroom. Hey, man, I don't want to be around women in the bathroom. And it's not because I'm old fashioned or weird. That's how humans operate and how humans behave. Women don't want to be in the bathroom with a man. And then all over the country, they're putting cameras in the bathrooms under federal grants. I just thought I'd mention this. Another reason to get your children out of public schools. These rule changes are going through. Mom and dad is now evil. Did you know if you say the word homosexual, heterosexual, it's a scientific term, in England, and the government decides that it was meant as a slur, you are arrested? You are arrested. Now, I mean, think about that. Think about that. Think about this attack on free speech, how far it's gone. Remember Robin Page, the big BBC reporter for 20-plus years? By the way, a liberal. And he's out there at a rural rights meeting that was being televised, and he said, farmers deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims. Wasn't even derogatory, just we deserve the same rights. Boom, arrested. We had him on this show, and it was in the British news. Arrested. Arrested. They have raids every week, headline, hundreds arrested in hate sweep. And it's, well, the neighbor heard them say a racial slur. This is the new America. This is happening in the U.S. as well. Let me continue with a really scary article, because the same thing's happening here, but it doesn't make headlines. China to issue 1.3 billion RFID identification cards for every citizen in their nation. China's Ministry of Public Security, which oversees the country's police force, Ministry of Controlling the Slaves, which oversees the country's police force, plans to issue more than 1.3 billion second-generation resident identification cards based on RFID chips, according to industry analyst at iSat China. Based on the number of new cards to be issued, the rollout represents one of the largest RFID projects in the world, according to Anthony Zizning, research director at iSat China. Now, let me stop you. There's another mainstream news article today where the company that is doing this for China is doing it with the national ID card and the passport here in America. Now, see, that isn't in the, either article doesn't point out the other story. That's what we do here. We show this sickening web of control and how the very same company does work for the Chinese secret police. It's global, folks. A deal was made with China in the early 70s to work with the globalist in a mercantile scheme to deindustrialize the U.S. with select global companies. China is the model. I mean, they kill newborn babies. They have mobile execution vans, 24 of them in one city. They run around murdering whoever they want, liberal, conservative, Falun Gong, Christian. It is hell on earth. Okay? And they go murdering farmers en masse if they won't give up their ancestral lands where they live on subsistence level for chemical plants. They machine gun them in the streets by the hundreds, and it barely even makes our news now because our government loves it. You see, this is how, I mean, it's 11th hour, boys and girls, and China is more out of control than ever, and the globalists love it. And again, I watch CFR on C-SPAN routinely. I'll get a tip from a listener that, hey, CFR is going to be on TV tomorrow night. I'll tune into it. Our listeners always send us tapes of it. And boom, right there, China is the model. They're taking over. All power to them. They are the global model of the New World Order. We're going to use China to leverage out all competition and force them to the New World Order. They also use Walmart, and they use the Defense Department. You go, what do you mean? They use the buying power of the Defense Department and Walmart to force all retailers to adopt RFID and to force all distributors and manufacturers to adopt it. That was in USA Today 4 years ago. They've almost got it done. And then they use China. I mean, you think Walmart, the eighth largest economy, making hundreds of billions profit a year, is big and bad. Eighth largest economy in the world. You understand, out of 100 economies, 44 of them, and I'm told those numbers have grown now, but I haven't looked at the actual numbers in about 6 months. I'm told it's gone to 46, but I haven't confirmed that. 44 of the 100 economies are not governments, they're corporations. They've gone in, they're paying off politicians to sign governments over to them, and they've got a deal with China, Walmart, and the Defense Department to leverage out everybody else and force everyone onto their systems. It is racketeering by every yardstick of tyranny. It is the classic racketeering. They're teaming up in an oligopoly to perfect a monopoly of control. And so here it is, China to issue 1.3 billion ID cards with RFID in them. Now, what happened last year? Bush, right around this time last year, signed, got passed, the Real ID Act, which is a national ID card, which by law, by 2008, most states already have it. A RFID chip, by law, with a face scan, that's a digital photo, and a thumbprint or handprint, are all three of those are put onto the ID card. Texas was doing this in 93, one of the first states. I marched in 97, protested it with over 100 people, got arrested. It's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, by the way. You can watch that clip. Just type in Alex Jones arrested protesting thumb scanning into Google. Alex Jones thumb scanning arrest video into Google. You can go watch it for free, folks. But the point is that we read the executive order then. You know what it said? You know what it said then, Bill Clinton's executive order? It said that they're going to take blood and DNA to get a driver's license in the next phase. And this was for years down the road. And they said that if you haven't paid all your tickets or have warrants or whatever, or you've got tax problems, they're going to arrest you for taxes there. I mean, it's all in there. It's a hellish system. That's why they're going to have you retina scan and thumb scan when you get your kids from school. That'll flag it the minute you've got a warrant. Boom, the cops will arrest you there at the school. They're going to build holding cells in the malls, the schools. There'll be little prisons everywhere just to grab you and throw you in. Then you'll be thrown on a truck, taken to the airport, flown to a distribution center in Oklahoma City or in Denver, and flown to camps in Alaska or South Texas, or overseas, or Gitmo. This is official. Do you understand? Do you understand? I mean, just, this is the new America. I just came out with a new camera that at 500 yards has your face in focus. Doesn't even have to focus. Everything is in focus. Thought I'd cover that as well for their surveillance. The Homeland Security in one-horse towns where there's, if you're lucky, one little old gas station where they might have cigarettes and three brands of soda pop. I mean, I've gone to these towns where there's nothing but one gas pump. And you go in there and there's cameras all over the town, Homeland Security. Got one here today. Alaska Hamlet gets 80 surveillance cameras from DHS, Department of Homeland Security, which now has a faith-based initiative. And it's cameras through the faith-based initiative. This is out from about.com. And it says, it's worthy of a Golden Fleece Award. Dillingham, Alaska, population 2,400, is installing 80. I've been in towns where it says the population's 250, and there's at least 10 cameras you can see. I mean, in neighborhoods. Dillingham, Alaska, population 2,400, is installing 80 surveillance cameras around town, courtesy of a $202,000 Department of Homeland Security grant. I remember... it says the town is so small it has no street lights, and it just goes on and on. I remember back in 1998 when Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson got us our first $844,000 grant for microphones, and I remember when I got the microphones in my neighborhood. It's nice to get the microphone up in your neighborhood with the camera. You see the camera zooming in and out, and it's all AI'd, hooked in with face scanner. It's good to live under that. Borders wide open, government running terror attacks on us. It's always nice. And foreign governments get to buy up the whole country, and foreign corporations are buying us up. And I've got a stack of these, by the way, here. I know I want to go to your calls, but don't you want to hear all this news, folks? Here's another one. This is out of CNET News. An RFID solution to rush hour headaches. It's a big, positive article, and it says IBM's putting these in all over the world, little tracker chips and your inspection stickers, and it fixes the traffic problem. Oh, and they tax you while they're at it. And they don't mention that it actually is going to tax you. Here in Texas, officially, we barely beat the bill last year, but they're still implementing. They don't care if there's no law. It's like Bush said, I don't care if you don't pass the Patriot Act. I'll still enforce it because I'm a dictator. That's what his attorneys are saying, his counsels are saying. And it doesn't matter if it's going to be the equivalent of $3 per gallon on top of the current price, counting the fuel cost and the current tax, $3 extra official in the state of Texas when it starts. It isn't starting like the income tax with a 1% tax on people making $1 million a year. Oh, just get them rich guys. No. It's starting with everybody. And we're talking $3 a gallon, so I really hope you enjoy that. And it's official, by the way. It's officially going in. People are mad hearing there's going to be toll roads. They don't even know 1/100th of how bad it is. And, of course, it's foreign owned on top of it, Spanish owned. But let me just read part of the article, and then we'll go to some calls. An RFID solution to rush hour headaches. Of course, they don't mention IBM ran the death camp computers, and that's why the Jews and others had little numbers on their arms tattooed on. You had to enter that. Nice folks. Pure evil folks. An IBM traffic system being tested in Stockholm, Sweden, reduced rush hour congestion by 25% during its first month of operation. A Big Blue wants to bring the technology to the States. And, of course, they already have. This is a PR piece by Big Blue. We are already seeing such good results, and I think this will convince other cities to take a look at this. Now, we caught other cities and other tolling bodies, not private groups, but cities doing this in the past. They'll openly block two lanes of a four-lane highway, claim it's they're doing work on it during the traffic study. Then they'll take it off when they are doing the second part of the study to see if the RFID works good. They do a lot of really dastardly stuff. Of course, I don't think that surprises you. We're already seeing such good results that I think this will convince other cities to take a look at this, said Peggy Kenley, vice president of the IBM on-demand innovative daemon services. I mean innovative services. According to Kenley, the results were made possible by new technology that makes the system highly automatic. The system revolves around a concept that would be political suicide in many parts of the world under the program. Well, not here in Dumbo, America, folks. We won't even know it. I mean, China, they tell them you're getting RFID. Here it just happens in the cards, and people don't know. By the way, it tracks ships 200 yards. Thought I'd mention that in the Real ID Act. The system revolves around a concept that would be political suicide in many parts of the world. Under the program, Stockholm charges drivers to be on the road. As payment is made through RFID tags, still large metropolitan areas and other parts of the globe are increasingly looking at ways to clamp down on congestion and pollution. How does massive taxation do that? It doesn't, boys and girls. Either by charging fees or through restrictive regulations, and it goes on and on. And it says IBM's leading the way in Massachusetts and in Portugal and in New York and Los Angeles and San Francisco and Washington, D.C. are already discussing congestion pricing and using their system. Yeah, we barely beat your bill, and you don't care. It's still going in. I mean, I'm just enjoy yourselves. It's going to go in the trucks first. It's going to go in the taxi cabs first. But according to the law, they almost passed it, being all our inspection stickers right now. So they're just phasing it in on select groups and being the cops' badges and the cop cars. Well, I'm getting tracked. Why aren't you? We're all in this same pit together. And so just when you're getting charged that much, just remember I told you. Remember you could have gotten involved and gone to the city council or sued somebody or gone down to the county commissioners or gone and followed board members of these different tolling groups around and caught them. I don't care if you go catch them cheating on their wife. I mean, let's play hardball with these people. Just burn them. This is war, folks. Just burn these people. Burn them. Don't do anything illegal. They're all a bunch of crooks, so they're going to be involved in crooked activity. Go hire a PI to follow them around. They'll find all kinds of dirt. PI will come back 100% of the time and go, you can't believe it, I just caught on tape. You'll see them getting bags of cash in parking lots. You'll see them dressed up like transvestites. You'll see them going to whorehouses. You'll see them buying crack cocaine. And just start playing hardball with these crooks. Stop playing games with them. Scumbag trash. Ooh. Makes me so angry. Oh, I'm sorry. Just crooks taking over and raping us makes me mad. By the way, I got a stack of these high-tech articles here. I could keep going forever, but I got to go to your calls. John and Tejas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
It has to add in the paper today that one of the reasons that Bush had to make the sweetheart nuclear deal with India is because India is a bulwark against China. And I told my wife, I says, I'm hoping people are sitting out there reading this saying, if China's a threat to us, why in the heck do we hand their whole economic base to them that he called?
Oh, yeah, they play this we got to transfer everything to India now. That'll deal with China. We got to transfer everything to Japan. We got to deal with China. It's globalist. It's a handful of corporations setting up an economic system to consolidate all the wealth criminally in their hands.
The New World Order built China. Underneath Mao, they were stuck in a Bronze Age. They couldn't build nothing. When Nixon opened it up, man, the technology just flowed in there. Now they're one of the...
Another good conservative. And who was the U.S. ambassador to China that struck the deal? His son is the president.
Yep. And I think that this port deal really hurt him as far as with the American people, because it showed the people what a fraud this war on terror is when they found out that Bush was selling the Arabs our ports. I think a lot of people opened their eyes on that.
But you notice the media still says six ports. It's admittedly 21.
But I heard on the news that a lot of the congressmen were under a lot of heat from their constituents about this. So I think that really hurt them. And I think this deal would give them the nuclear technology to India, because they're sitting there saying, we got to go to war with Iran.
India says, we're not going to sign any of your treaties, and we're going to build more nukes that target your country. Oh, absolutely. Here, have some more nukes then.
But we got to go to war with Iran to keep stop nuclear proliferation. What a fraud.
When they're giving nothing to anyone, they're in the Stone Age, and they're 10 years away from an A-bomb, if they were left alone and given everything they needed to make it. But forget the facts, brother. John, come on. I mean, they show us space aliens blowing up cities and then say Iran's going to do it. I mean, it's reached la-la land proportions. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Never calls in Texas, don't want the toll roads, don't want the transponders. They just say, doesn't matter what you want, foreign companies bought off politicians, we're going to do it. We got a whole bunch of men that wear black uniforms, military trained, that got machine guns, call the police department, and if you don't like it, you come out and complain and protest, they'll come break your skulls in and take you to prison. And we own those too. We'll make some money off that and have you building widgets in there. So you keep your mouth shut, scum, and you take it. You learn how to be a slave. Now get on there and shut up. Wait till they get your guns. You just wait. The real fight will start then. We're the New World Order. We've killed hundreds of millions last century. And that was just a warm-up, you scum. Now that's their real attitude towards you. And just know that. That's, I mean, in fact, that doesn't even begin to scratch the surface, the veneer of how evil they are. That doesn't even pierce into the wickedness. But that's their attitude. Just, you're my slave. You're here to be fat on. Shut up. You idiots. That's their attitude. Remember that. Remember that's what the New World Order is doing. Now, we're carrying the new citizen rule books for $1 a piece, and you can get 10 packs, 20 packs, 100 packs of them, and big discounts. Obviously, they're less than a dollar when you buy 20 or 30 or 40. It just goes down and down and down until we're selling them at basically below cost. By basically below cost, when you buy 10 of them, we're selling them a little bit above cost, but we've got deals where we are selling them below cost when you order like 100 of them, because I just want to get these out. And any order, every order you make, you get a free one. Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, 62 pages, nice color cover, gets into jury rights and famous quotes, and it's just a gem. It's the best citizen rule book we found out there, one of the oldest running, and it's available at Infowars.com via the Safe Secure Online shopping cart. And it's a great gift to give to folks, and there's all the videos, the bookstore, it's all online, all the great books and videos we're carrying. Get my videos, make copies of them, get them out to folks. Go to Infowars.com, peruse the Safe Secure Online shopping cart, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a yearly membership deal right now, coming up on our second year of operation, by the way, in April, April 1st. Over 1,000 pieces of media, 14 of my films, a bunch of other films, my weekly TV show, in-studio video reports, special video reports from London to Crawford, Texas, my book, Paul Watson's book, so much more, PrisonPlanet.tv. You get 5+ months, almost a half year free when you sign up for a year right now, or go sign up for $5.95 for a month to get yourself a monthly membership. You can burn copies of all my films right there on the site at PrisonPlanet.tv. And your purchase, and your support makes everything we do possible. Remember that. I'm told, I skip ahead to him, because I'm told Larry disagrees with me. Larry, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Good. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Well, just to let you know, I'm not a neocon, but I do disagree with some of the things that you've been saying the last week or so. As far as the Muslims, it seems like you're giving them a free pass on all of this and making them out to be victims. And you've also stated that Christians and Jews get along fine in their country, and I have to disagree with that.
I listed specific countries, sir. And, I mean, the idea that the Muslims will kill any Jews or any Christians is false. Are there radical sects that would try to do that? Yes. Did our government fund and finance them after World War II to try to beef those groups up? That's publicly available. Even in the Washington Post admits that. And the claim that they're going to kill all of us is as fake as claiming they've got EMP bombs and flying saucers.
Well, I agree with you on that. But, like, for example, you said that in Iraq that Christians and Jews had no persecution there. But I've spoken to people that have Christians that have left that country and said that they suffered a lot of persecution there.
Oh, it's happened certainly recently, sir.
This is 10 years ago. I spoke to this.
Yeah, 10 years ago. The invasion was 14 years ago.
What about Sudan? What about Iraq?
And notice our government isn't doing a thing there, buddy. You got real mass murder going on, and there's nothing going to happen. Don't you know our government actually funds the radical Muslim states that kill Christians?
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.